This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kind of jumps out to you with the guys. We talked about Nick Chubb the other day. Nick Chubb's putting out the exercise videos on Twitter. He's only played in, 10 games the last 2 years. Would that be a fit with the Chiefs? Because he was listed as a fit with the Kansas City Chiefs. But is there anybody that you think would actually help this team? You look at these free agents, say, I like this player. I think he'd be great in Kansas City. Not to get crazy. And again, pie in the sky. It's not like you're hoping and wishing and praying that this happens. But is there any free agent you say, you know what? I'd like to see what he could do in the Chiefs.
I've got a couple that I'm looking at. Both of them on the defensive side of the football. The one that I had written down earlier in the show was Za'Darius Smith.
Pass rush specialist.
Yeah, pass rush specialist. I think that he gives you more depth along the defensive line. He's a guy that you could even, with his size, 6'4", 270, 280, on obvious third and long passing situations or even second and long passing situations, you could even slide him inside if you wanted
to. Played well when he was traded to Detroit last year.
Yeah, he had, 7.5?
Nine total, I think, before.
Nine total sacks. 5 in Cleveland, 4 with the Detroit Lions. A 9-sack season last year. He's 32 years old. So he's obviously not going to get top dollar for his services anymore. So he's one I was intrigued by. Somebody that you could use in a platoon system along with Charles Aminihu and George Karloftis.
He's over 30, so it'd be discounted.
And the Gelati kid from Louisville and Felix Anudike Uzama. But the one that, as I was looking more and more into it, a guy who he would be a little bit more expensive because he's younger and would have more opportunity in the league. What about Asante Samuel Jr.? 25 years old, still a free agent after being a second round pick with the Los Angeles Chargers, right? He's had an up and down start to his career. He 5'10", 180 pounds. So the problem there is that he's got a slot corner body type. And how does that pair with Trent McDuffie, right? If you were to sign a guy like Asante Samuel Jr., that more than likely means that he's either going to have to play out of position at corner, or he's going to have to play in the slot, and Trent McDuffie is going to be a full-time outside corner.
Which is not what you want.
So that's kind of where I cooled off on him a little bit. But those are two guys that I have intriguing thoughts behind as added depth pieces at positions of need. Za'Darius Smith as a pass-rushing specialist. With size, he can kick inside in certain situations. Or a guy like Asante Samuel Jr., who could help relieve pressure for McDuffie and the rookie Noah Williams and Jalen Watson and Christian Fulton.
So not a guy you'd stump for, but certainly a guy you wouldn't complain about. Like, you wouldn't complain about these two cats in KC.
I think for me, I would say, and the text line has pointed it out too, I think Jadeveon Clowney would be an interesting name. He just got cut.
Again, same age as Za'Darius.
Yeah. And you can never have too many pass rushers, and I mean, we've heard everybody say that essentially in football. You can never have too many of them. And I know that you just got Gelati, and of course Charles Aminihu is back, but having somebody that you can add to the rotation of, hey, George needs a breather, this guy needs a breather, this person's struggling a little bit, somebody gets hurt, having another guy who has got solid experience, has good success, or has had good success, is another guy that you might include in the room, even though they're age 30, 31, 32, whatever the case is. Having a guy that's got that talent and that capability rather than relying on other people. And I think, again, you might say, well, it's a shot at FAU, but in fairness, if you know Jadeveon Clowney is available and he's going to be cheap and it's going to fit your team, why not bring him in? And then if FAU, if Felix ends up playing great, then wonderful. You're getting more time. But if he's still struggling to find his way a little bit and Jadeveon Clowney's there, then it's a good thing you paid him the $1.5 million or whatever the heck it is to pay him and bring him in the room. You might as well add a guy like that. So maybe he's not a need, but a fit, I think it would be interesting.
Well, the guy I was thinking about, and it's in the same age group that you have here. Basically, Zadarius Smith's 32. Santé Samuel, obviously, much younger. And Jadeveon's 32. Keenan Allen, he's 33, right? Keenan Allen, listen, thorn in the side of Kansas City for a long time, no question. Dominates the slot, to play outside as well, but dominates in the slot. But he had 70 catches last year with Chicago. And that was not a good offense in Chicago. Having 70 catches in Chicago, not bad. 7 touchdowns, coming off a 108-catch season the season before his last year with Los Angeles. Say he did make $18 million last year with Chicago. Certainly that would come a lot less at this point. But having a guy with his skill set that's been a pro, that you can rely on him, it's not going to be a game-breaker for you, but somebody to rely on you and get kind of the dirty catches that you get from Kelsey from time, different positions, but same type, intermediate, inside and the inside in the slot. A guy that could perform for the Chiefs. Sitting out there at 33, again, getting cheap. I'm just saying, you could add him as an arsenal with the weapons.
It's a he would have a mentorship sort of a role, right? Kind of like what DeAndre Hopkins did for Xavier Worthy last year. You bring in a guy like Keenan Allen, who does, I mean, Rashee Rice has a little bit of that in his game, a little bit Keenan Allen-esque in a lot of respects.
And you will probably be missing him for a while. So.
Yeah, he makes tough catches. He's good in short, intermediate, and deep routes. The concern I have is, would he be willing to accept a role of that kind? Would Keenan Allen, because Keenan Allen has had some diva-esque moments in his career, right? As wide receivers and DBs
do.
I don't know what it is about wide receivers and DBs, but these guys always come out with the most obscure social media posts you've ever heard. They make absolutely no sense, you know, but that's just who they are. I wonder if Keenan Allen would be okay to accept a role because he had a similar situation going on in Chicago where you had a solidified guy in DJ Moore. You brought in a great rookie in Rome Odunze, and now Keenan Allen's there as well. I don't know if he would be willing to accept a lesser than, hey, I'm not the number one target on any given play. I might be the number three or four target in this Chiefs offense.
Yeah, he's okay Rashee with that, and knowing his age. Sometimes these guys just have to realize who and what they are. You know what I'm saying, Logan?
Sometimes.
And they don't. But 33 years old, they don't have a lot of choices. Don't close the door. It's like Justin Simmons talking. Well, you know, I don't want to play for the Chiefs. There's been a rival, but I'm not closing the door, which is funny when he said that at the end. Like, I'm not closing the door because you don't have opportunities, and you're 33. Might be your last opportunity.
Yeah, and I've seen Justin Simmons' name thrown around a couple of times in the text line here talking about people. I don't understand why Justin Simmons. I know that there's people that say, you know, Brian Cook this, Brian Cook that. He does a serviceable job.
He didn't want to play here, though. He even said that. He didn't say close the door on it, but he didn't want to play here.
Right. And Jaden Hicks, I actually have a lot of belief in what Jaden Hicks can bring. And having Shamari Connor as sort of that tweener safety, that inside the box guy who can come down and pass rush and can make tackles inside the box. And
led the team in interceptions last year.
I like Shamari Connor, Jaden Hicks, and Brian Cook to lead this secondary, this safety group. Honestly, Justin Simmons is a great player. Very, very smart safety. Incredibly smart, incredibly intuitive, and he's a ball hawk. He makes plays and he tackles well. But again, very similar to Keenan Allen, what's his role? What's his fit? Because I don't see either one of those guys as somebody who could play every down and would be willing to accept not playing every single down for a football team, not being available for 80% of the snaps offensively or defensively. Zadarius Smith is accustomed to that. That's what kind of had to happen with him throughout the last couple of years of his career since he left Minnesota. So I don't know. I think it's an intriguing possibility.
I do believe these guys will play in the NFL, but I think they'll be training camp signings.
Could be.
Meaning they've been around the block. They're over 30 years old. This is something where a team gets to training camp, they have injuries. They say, and let's go ahead and take a flyer.
Exactly. That's exactly what I see is whether it's training camp, preseason, or early on in the year, you'll see an NFL team that has a big time injury occur at that position and they'll be able to slide in and make something happen, right? Like, who's to say Keenan Allen doesn't become a huge acquisition target for the Pittsburgh Steelers now? You just traded away.
6'2".
Yeah, you just traded away a guy. You've got DK Metcalf. Your quarterback is likely, God knows, Mason Rudolph right now. You need somebody that he can throw the football to. I don't know. I don't know what this Chiefs team would do, if they'll do anything. To be honest, I don't know. I don't think the Chiefs would do anything.
Oh, I don't think they will either, but I'm just saying it's out there. You always have these names that are sitting out there. Well, you take a flyer on
it's
certain
fun to talk about, right?
Yeah. I'm not stumping for it, but I wouldn't complain about it either.
Yeah, if money wasn't an actual thing, you know, we could talk. We could discuss it.
But the Simmons is interesting because he kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth.
He did.
Oh, they're my rival. Would never do it. And then all of a sudden, the door's open.
If they needed a safety to give one, go after Blackman with the Colts.
Colts, yeah. That could be a good one.
He has an injury history, but he's 26. And he's been good. I mean, when he's on the field, he's been good. Of course, everybody's good when they're on, you know, it tends to be. If you're on the field, you're already a little bit better than you are off the field, of course, anyways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.